Good morning, everyone. We are very excitedly starting Hilchos Yontif today. Simon Tuf, Tzadi Hey, page 201. Page 201. The Hilchos Yontif is set up in the fact that we have over here, basically the first Simon over here in Simon Tuf, Tzadi Hey. It's only four Sifim, but it gives you really the klalim. It gives you all the overview of what is going to be discussed in Hilchos Yontif, and you get really the klalim down over here. You really could maneuver through the rest of Hilchos Yontif. Hilchos Yontif is not an easy limud whatsoever. A lot of the examples that the Gemara Beitza brings down are not necessarily modern-day examples, and you have to try and apply it to our modern-day technology and the modern-day ways we cook in the kitchen and things like that. But the klolim are all the same, and all the klolim really follow through to all the halachas that would apply nowadays in Hilchos Yontif. Hilchos Yontif in general is not one of the more easy limudim. There's a lot of things over here, and Bezrat Hashem, hopefully we'll get down a lot of things starting today. The most important pasuk in the Torah that really talks about Hilchos Yontif is a pasuk that's found in Sefer Shmos, Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Tet Zayin. Says, "V'yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, V'yom HaShvi'i Mikra Kodesh." Obviously, it's specifically referring to Pesach over here, but it is also going to be learned out to all of us of Hilchos Yontif. Yalachem. Now it's like this: Kol Malacha Lo Yasa Behem. So first gives us the klal of kol malacha lo yaseh behem, which we generally learn the rule is that anything that is usher on Shabbos is usher on Yontif, like the Mishnah that you have learned in Megillah, ein bein Yontif the Shabbos. Okay, there's no difference really between them because that's the beginning of the pasuk. And the end of the pasuk, that is the end of the Mishnah. The only difference is what the pasuk tells us itself. The Mishnah is really just a formulation of the pasuk over here in Parshas Bo, that everything is usher just like Shabbos, except for things that are kashur to ochel nefesh. Obviously, that is a very, very generalization of a klal because there's a lot of pratim that come out of this din. That's how we start off the mechaber over here in Tav Tzadi Aleph, Tav Tzadi Hei Sif Aleph. Kol malacha asura b'Shabbos, asura b'Yontif. Anything that is asur on Shabbos is going to be asur on Yontif. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Aleph asura b'Shabbos, bein shi asura min haTorah, bein shi asura mishum shvos. Whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan, the general assumption, the starting point of Yontif and Shabbos is Yontif is exactly like Shabbos. Anything that's asur on Daraisa and Shabbos will be asur Daraisa and Yontif. Anything that is asur min Darabanan will be asur min Darabanan. As opposed to discuss the same thing with all the things that are connected to Mimsochat, Sechav, Dabir, Dabar, things that you're not going to talk about on Shabbos, and things like this. This is also part and parcel of the Isra over here. Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinso. In the back of the crach over here, he says, "Hua din another din that we have over here in the back of the Haras, on page 307, the first page of the Haras in the back, Dibur Amaschel, Shelo Aya." He says over here at the end of the Haras, "Imichinu Ochal Yidei Asias Malacha Asur B'Yontif." If you prepare food in a way that is Asur on Yontif, just like Shabbos, Asur Lehanos Mina Ochal, Kinda Ochal Shulchan B'Shabbos V'Isur. So just like we have an Isur of Anah from Malacha on Shabbos, the same applies by Yontif. Obviously, just like there's going to be kulas in terms of Yontif, in terms of preparing food, so there's going to be a lot of kulas in terms of not only Lechatchila, but also B'Dieva, there's going to be more to be Samachan. But generally, if you over on something that is absolutely awesome doing Yontif, the rule would be just like on Shabbos, Ayin Shabbos, Simen Shin Yud Ches, for all the things that there's also over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Hemshech, and Siv Kod Na'al, V'chein, just like there's a problem of Amir La'akum on Shabbos, there's also a problem of Amir La'akum on Yontif. You can't just have Goyim doing Malacha for you, just like on Shabbos, the same would apply on Yontif. Okay, so those are the general calling. However, then the Mechaber continues like the rest of the Pasuk. Chutz mimalechas ochel nefesh. Except for the yotzei min haklal is things that are connected to ochel nefesh, preparing food on Shabbos. Once again, that is the henshich of the pasuk. Kol malacha yaseh behem ach asher yecha l'chol nefesh hu levado yaseh lechem. We learn from this pasuk that anything that is kashur to ochel nefesh is really mutter to do on Yontif, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. Siv katan beis chutz mimalechas ochel nefesh. Okay, so we learn midraisa, and for that matter, most things are connected to eating on Yontif, even midrabanan, are all going to be mutter to do. However, there are many, many, many klolim over here, and many rules that apply to what you are allowed to prepare, what you're not allowed to prepare, which malachas are involved in this. Then that's we'll touch on it today. So that's one thing, except for malachas ochel nefesh, v'chutz mi'otzal ba'avara. Also, hotzah is a yotze min haklal, and also havara is a, you're allowed to light a fire mid arayso. Okay, creating a new fire, we learn later on, nelchos yontav is aser because of nolad. However, to transfer a fire from one fire to another fire, that's where we see is absolutely mutter, as opposed to obviously in Shabbos would be a melacha d'arayso. Over here on yontav, it's going to be mutter to do. V'chein. What about Machshirei Ochel Nefesh? Another Gemara Megillah that you guys have seen in that same Mishnah over here of Ein Bein Shabbos Yontif. El Ochel Nefesh Bilvad, it talks about Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Machshirei Ochel Nefesh means it's one step back from preparing the food. It's preparing something that you need to prepare the food. That's Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. We learn that any type of machshir ochel nefesh that you couldn't do the previous day, for either because it's just something that you couldn't do, or it's going to ruin what you're making if you would have done it the day before, then you are allowed to do it on yontif. But over here, if it's not something that you had to do on yontif itself, it's something that you could have done the previous day, then it is going to be an iser daraisa like any other malacha, even though it's connected indirectly to preparing food, since it's not directly in deal with preparing food. If you could have done it from Erev Yontif, the Gemara tells us it's going to be an Issa Daraisa if you go ahead and do Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Okay, so that is what's going on over here. The Klalim over here in Yochel Yontif, what is going to be Mutter is going to be things that are connected to Ochel Nefesh. What is going to be Aser are most other Melachas, just like on Shabbos. Now, in terms of ochel nefesh, so for sure, cooking, baking, and things like that is definitely going to mutter. To be to shecht on yontif is also absolutely going to be mutter. There are certain things that are absolutely mutter. Those are things that are going. Those are going to be totally fine. We'll learn in Sif Beis. However, there are certain malachas that are connected to actually eating. Their Chazal came and asked the pashas midrabbanan, but those are also going to be aser on yontif. Okay, which gets into basically why this is. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Beitzah, you're not allowed to trap on yontif. One of the things you're not allowed to do is trapping. However, trapping, many times you're trapping the animal in order to shecht it, in order to prepare food. So lechora, trapping is one of the malachas that are very much connected to eating on yontif.
I don't understand the word is
trapping, tzad. Tzad. Tzad on Shabbos is going to be absolutely usur. On yontif is one of the things malachas are going to be usur, the Mishnah tells. And all the Rishonim are discussing over here, if you're trapping in order to eat, why is that going to be usur on yontif? And it's basically a machlokas in the Rishonim of why this doesn't. Two different klolim come out of this, the Rambam and the Rashi. They hold that the reason why trapping, the malacha of tzad is asr on yontif, is because it's an example of a malacha that you could have done the day before. There's no reason to trap the animal on yontif. There's not going to pogame the food if you trap it before yontif. If you trap before yontif, it's going to taste, the food's going to taste as good as, you know, as opposed to obviously cooking. If you cook something fresh, it's going to taste a lot better. Many things you can do. We're not talking about nowadays where you have refrigerators where you can put things, if they cook things before yontif, many times it would spoil. So therefore, generally, cooking and baking is always going to be mutter on yontif, unless it's something that absolutely would have tasted exactly the same if you would have done it before yontif. But tzad is an example of a malacha that there's really no reason to do it on yontif. Therefore, that's why Rashi and the Rambam hold that pashas midrabbanan, if you're trapping in order to eat, it is going to be aser to do. And that's the cloud the Rama brings down over here. It says, v'yesh machmirin. Afilu be'ochel nefesh atzmo. Even when you're dealing with ochel nefesh, not machshirei ochel nefesh, we're talking about actually preparing food to eat. Kol she'inu mefik tam klal, if it's not going to be mefik tam klal, im asum erev yontif, it's also going to be asur. So those are machmer, the sheet of the Rambam and the Rashi. If it is something that would not be mefik tam, it's not going to take away from the taste. If you do it before yontif, you're not allowed to prepare it on yontif. Very, very, very partial. When it comes out over here, it does not seem that that's the sheet of the Mechaber. The Mechaber does not seem to be paskin like this Rambam and Rashi Luchomra. He'll paskin like the other sheet that we'll get to Bezrat Hashem next time. And that's what the Be'er Lacha points out over here. Dear Masa V'chei Machshir Ochel Nefesh Le'yasher, he says, V'tam Yishuv Dichtiv Ach Asher Yechol Ochel Nefesh Hula Daz El Echelechem V'darshu B'gmar D'lechem Ati L'rabos L'chol Tzarcheichem. He's just pointing out why Machshiri Ochel Nefesh that can't be done before is going to be Mutter. Ta'ina Machshirim La'ochel Mutter Afilu B'lo Shinui. That's Mutter Yim V'la'a Shinui. V'inei HaMechaber Mashma D'ochel Nefesh Shari Lassos B'yantav Afilu Aya Esher Lassos B'mod Yo Shali HaMefik Tam Klal. Even if it was not Mefik Tam Klal, even if it's not going to taste any worse if you prepare it before yontif than on yontif, the sheet of the Mechaber is you're allowed to prepare it on yontif. Okay, so he's going to have another reason why trapping is going to be usher. We'll discuss that in the Rishit of the Ran next time. Okay, v'atasek yesh machmirin, afilu bezet tzarech shinoi, kevesh enu mefik tam. Klal Ezra Ramah ends off over here. He passes the chumah like Rambam and Rashi that holds that things that could have been done the day before are going to be usher. He ends off though. Miu, him lo asu me'arev yantav, yesh mutzarech yantav, he didn't do it before yantav. You couldn't do something before yantav, and you have a tzarechet for yantav. The general is mutter lasos al yidei shinu. It's mutter lasos al yidei shinu. It happens to be, it's a little misleading, there are certain things that are going to be usher even with the shinui. Tzad is going to be one of them. Okay, but that's the general rule. Things that are going to be the same on Shabbos or on Erev Yontif, so the lacha is you're not allowed to prepare it before Yontif. However, if you forgot, you didn't have a chance to, you lost some Erev Yontif, and you have Tzarech Yontif, you want this food or whatever it might be, then you're allowed to do it with a shinui on Shabbos. So a couple of examples over here is Tochin. Tochin is a malacha that's very much connected to eating, obviously. So maybe tochin should be absolutely mutter, and it happens to be a lot of hilchos tochin is absolutely mutter to do on yontif. You can't go into all the whole simon that talks about hilchos tochin on yontif, but certain things of tochin are not lichatchila to do on yontif, especially things that grow from the ground, okay, and things that could have done before yontif. These things, if you want to do it on Yontif, you could still go ahead and do it on Yontif. However, you should do it with a shinui. The same thing if you want to use a grater. You want to grate, I don't know, cheese on Yontif. You want to make, I don't know, fresh pizza on Yontif in the oven. You want to grate the cheese for it on Yontif. You want to use a grater. So over there, it's only going to be permissible to do with a shinui. Really, you could have grated the cheese before Yontif. But you have a tzach, you want pizza on Yontif, you'll be allowed to do that Shavuos morning, and you're allowed to make fresh pizza, but you would have to do it with some type of shinui if you wanted to go ahead and do it. Another malacha that is also very much connected to eating, that is also basically permissible on Yontif, is the malacha of borer. Okay, borer, there are a couple of caveats over here that you're supposed to do differently on Yontif than you do on Shabbos, but the general rule, without getting involved with malacha of borer over here, it is going to be mutter to do borer on Yontif. That's a very important one to know, because that's very much connected to our eating lemaisa. I'll give you one difference between borer and Yontif and Shabbos. And Yontif, on Shabbos, we always have to take the ochel mitoch the psolos, right? You need three, you need ochel, you need mitoch psolos, miyad and biyad. You always take the food from the good, from the bad. On Yontif, you're always going to do whichever less tircha, b'shus, marin, rabbi, maraf. What's ever going to be less tircha, that's what you're going to do on Yontif. So it's going to be less tircha to take the bad from the good on Yontif, so you're going to take the bad from the good instead of the good from the bad on Yontif. So that's another example when it comes to Bor. One more thing that does not get brought up in the Siman, another very, very important thing. In order for something to be mutter on Yontif, okay, in order for something to be mutter, it has to be shava l'chol nefesh. It has to be shava l'chol nefesh. That means it's basically something that most people need. You have a tzorech for such a thing. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel quotes for Shlomo Zalman, a very, very important psak in terms of shava l'chol nefesh. It's found in the back of the Mishnah Berurah over here. It says over here, in Dibur Maskel V'chutz, in the end of Dibur Maskel V'chutz, okay, there's a very famous psak. It's like this. Admor Zal Pasak de lo bayin de maise ze shava l'chol nefesh. You don't need this specific action to be shava l'chol nefesh. El desuk hanasha of l'chol nefesh. This type of benefit has to be shaveh l'chol nefesh. You'll see from the example what it's talking about. Kigo levashel machal shein kulam regin l'chol kaza. What if it's a food that a lot of people don't like this food? So would you say that it's not shaveh l'chol nefesh to make this food because most people don't like? No. Eating food is shaveh l'chol nefesh. So therefore, you don't eat this specific food as long as it's a food. Then you'll be allowed to go ahead and prepare it. Another example that Shlomo Zalman brings down is, let's say, wearing glasses. Okay, glasses on Yontif. So does everyone wear glasses? No, you could say glasses are not shava l'chol nefesh. That's not true. Seeing is shava l'chol nefesh. To bring your glasses to Rishus Rabim, after in kulam zkukin l'shkafayim, although not everyone is zakuk l'mishkafayim, mikol makom mahara iya hi ano shava l'chol nefesh. Nevertheless, seeing is something that is shava l'chol nefesh, and therefore it is going to be mutar an yontif. Things that are not those shava l'chol nefesh, things that are not those shava l'chol nefesh, then it would be usur to do on Yontif. A common modern day example, besides for all the other isurim involved, I believe Moreno Rabbeinu Rav holds this is the right in general to smoke. Okay? Smoking is asur generally because it's bad for your goof. Nevertheless, okay, it could be maybe back in the day where it was much more common and not known there was a health hazard. Maybe the one could tie to them, it was shovel l'chol nefesh. A lot of people used nowadays to say that shovel l'chol nefesh is a very hard argument to make. And therefore, I don't know, some have some coolas, I don't know, in general the smoke. Some, I don't know why they do on Yantav, but l'chora harav. Harav, actually, even according to the ones that hold that one could smoke, l'chora, it's not shovel l'chol nefesh nowadays. Is that correct? Is there any reason to think that it would be shovel l'chol nefesh? What? It's ochel the nefesh, not ochel nefesh. I don't know what the heter is. I can have to ask them what's their heter the rest of the year. Do it. I don't know. But that is just like an example that is absolutely usher to do. And because it's not shovel chol nefesh, there are other examples. Also, but we can't go into all these examples. All these things I said again. As you get into ochel ziyantif, so simon after simon talks about each of these pratim. I don't know. I can't be matzik something that I don't know. So we'll call it a day over here. Adkan for today.